what lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag
is the best in here, brown bag pie.
And we're back. Brown bag episode 133.
Let's preface this because you're going to see, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to see a bunch of different like things happening. Like we're going to have different segments jumbled up. At one point, Vic is going to wear a jacket.
Yes.
And he's not wearing it right now.
No.
Yeah. Because we record in, like, it's like a movie scene
it
to
is.
Happen.
Yeah.
Like that. Sometimes they'll do like the mid part of a movie.
Sometimes they'll shoot the beginning at the end.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
Okay, and then I'm currently wearing a belt. You'll see why later, but I won't have it on when you see why. And this is not gonna make any sense, but
at all.
I just want to keep this belt on. It looks pretty tight.
And it's hot in here, so you guys gotta understand.
Yeah.
But today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek. Yes. Over 28 million downloads. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. I'm so excited to go to Dodger Stadium this season.
Yeah.
Gotta see Ohtani in person. Okay.
Yep.
Let the already win.
Yep. And
I use the code.
It's good for your first ticket on SeatGeek, okay? Definitely make sure to use that
$20
off.
Use code BROWNBAG to get $20 off.
Instead of Shohei, we want to see Mookie Betts because he's playing way better.
Come MVP. On. It's just a slump. He's just,
Ohtani's in a slump? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the first couple games of the season.
I would bet against him. Maybe he's helping someone that's...
Either way.
The over-under.
SeatGeek. All right.
No, this is true, Vic, because have you guys ever been to where you go online, you purchase something, and then you look at the checkout and you're like, ugh, I wish I could get a code. So you like Google a code for whatever website, right?
I always do that. I thought it was only one.
No, definitely do that. Like code for whatever site you're on. There's actually a code for SeatGeek, okay? If you're at the checkout and you're like, dude, I wish this could go down some, brown bag is the code.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Brown bag is the code at SeatGeek.
We got to go to a Dodger game together.
And
yes.
We don't do anything together, but we should do it together.
Yeah, we should.
Our schedules are hella like everywhere type shit.
What's funny is, can I tell a little story of like
our schedules?
The opening day?
Yeah.
Because we're like, dude, we got to go to opening day. And I'm like, bros, like, let's get to it. Like, let's figure it out. Let's, like, put our money up or whatever. And so I'm looking for tickets. I'll get any tickets to opening day. And then Duno's like, we're bosses. We can only go if we get tickets behind dugout. You said that. I have that in the text.
I said we're bosses?
Yes. Literally, if I search boss.
I don't think that's going to come out. Hold on. And then, we're bosses. I probably put like we the shit or some shit. If we gotta try to come out on the jumbotron,
we the bee's knees.
We the bee's knees. We the crack to the pipe.
Behind dugout is like almost equivalent to like courtside, right?
Yeah.
No, not.
Oh, I think you did almost, in a voice note. He voice note replies. That's
motherfucking
good.
Motherfucking boss.
Yeah. Okay, but he was like, I'll only go if it's behind dugout. That's what you said.
Okay, and then what happened?
So then I look for
dugout club.
Like tickets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I don't know what's a good seat. He's like, they have to be good seats. I'm like, what's a good seat? And you're like, behind dugout. You said that.
Yes.
Don't lie. See?
But I didn't say because we're bosses.
You said that. I swear to God. Watch what
did they have a green dot on them? Because that means good. And red dot
good deal?
Yeah. Yes.
So I was like, hey, here are the ones. Here's this. And then Duno was like, maybe let's just do it another time. And then I'm like, all right, well, I still would like to go. Like, Duno don't want to go. I still would like to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I got the tickets. Then day of, Duno was like, hey, maybe we should go. And I'm like, bro, this is the thing with you. I knew you were going to get FOMO the day of and want to go. But it's going to be sold out. That's why I was like, let's do this weeks before.
Yeah.
About 30 minutes before, we were still considering going. I called him and I was like, are we going? He's like, I'm still eating. I was like, yeah, I'm still packing.
Yeah.
So we didn't go.
But yeah. And
I took Jelinski.
Okay. So let's keep in mind that like, one, I'm glad I didn't go because I hate the fucking sun and shitting in it. So I love night Dodger games.
It was so tight though.
I know. I could. But you're skinny. You're a big boy. Yeah. Like close. Like as hard and fly as my fit is gonna look when I walk out the crib. Once I get to the stadium, it has to come off.
Right.
Yeah.
And like my cool jacket can't be on. Late games is five. It's a vibe.
Right.
You get that little breeze coming in.
You get the little breeze.
Like the top
sunset.
Of the hill. Yeah.
You feel me? I want to buy a 40 and wish I could bring it inside.
You said worse than bosses, and I don't think I could say it. I said, opening day, should we go to the game? Let me know. Not unless we have good seats. We'll get swarmed. And I said, I was like, sweet or in the front row? What's good seats? Tell me so I can look behind dugout.
Well, you feel me? The company has the for the company. I got some bread in it.
Yeah, but that's what he said. And so I would have never even thought to get those seats, right?
Yeah.
But the thing I like that you said the heat. The thing about the dugout is that you get dugout. Like, no. The dugout club. So if you're hot, you could go inside. Exactly. And it's free food.
Yeah.
I didn't know the food was free.
It's like all inclusive.
Yeah. It's an all inclusive seat.
And also like, I fuck with baseball. I'm like a fan of the sport, not like a super duper fan where I know every single statistic and what every
testicle.
But I love the environment and the vibes.
Yeah.
But and it's all great, right? Like amazing. It's fucking bro. There's nothing like Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, it gets a little crazy for us when we go to certain places.
That's fact.
Yeah.
And that means
the Cubans in the front seat where I was, they wouldn't give a fuck.
Nah, but like
that's the people that were sitting next.
Example, I went one time on a date to a Dodger game.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, I want to take her to a Dodger game. And I sat, and keep in mind, I love the pavilion, and any fan that ever sits there is gonna enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless you're a cholo and see another cholo, and you guys be fit, then you might have to squabble it out.
After the game.
Or during the game. You know they squabble it out during the game sometimes.
During?
That's disrespectful
to Ohtani.
To Ohtani. Well, that fool got to earn. He started hitting some home runs. The fools don't get down.
Are we mad that he hasn't done a home run yet? By the time this airs, they would have played again.
Yeah.
He has not done.
Currently, right now.
Sometimes he's adjusting.
He's like hit bases.
New work environment.
And
going through a lot right now.
He's finally at a real stadium.
Yeah.
He's with a real team. Yes. He's with champions.
Yeah, he was just practicing all the
time. That was with a real city.
Did you see what his...
Where's Angel Stadium at? Anaheim? Okay. Yeah, he's not there no more.
Did you see what his Spanish name is?
What is it?
Jorge.
Literally.
Yeah, they started calling him Jorge because I think the interpreter said that his Spanish name is Jorge.
Like, Shohei means Jorge.
You know how, like, some, like, they translate it? Yeah, so all the Jorges out there.
Like, Cedar means Pedro?
You are Ohtani.
Jorge. You are Ohtani.
Yeah, Shohei.
But
Jorge.
Oh, Shohei, Jorge.
Jorge. Oh, my God. Wow.
What would be his last name if it was Ohtani?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's tight, that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But you get swarmed. You took a girl on a date and you got swarmed.
And I feel like as much as she was, I could tell like she wasn't pretending to enjoy the fact that she had to like.
You're getting all these bitches.
No, that she had to take like.
It's crazy that she had to take the photos. You with fans.
Yeah, that she had to take the photo. And I'm not saying like, again, like any supporter fan that ever met me. Fucking with it, fool. Like, I'll meet him at the alleys.
Yeah.
A Brownback supporter actually one time let me borrow $20 and I zelled him because I had no cash to buy hot dogs.
That's tight.
Wow. Like, so I'm just like on that vibe. But then I could tell like she was trying, like she grew up very Chicana.
Yeah.
So Dodgers mean everything to her family.
Right.
So I took her on a date and it was dope. She's like, oh, he's taking me on a Dodger. He knows I fuck with him. But she didn't even get to enjoy the game.
Yeah.
She had to take a bunch of pictures.
She had to take photos. And then, like, you know, like.
I feel like the first one, she might have been like, cool. Like, sure, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, give it to me. And then it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. And I felt
her. She's holding 7 phones.
Yeah. Like, and then. Okay,
who's this?
Exactly. And then I feel it. You know what I'm saying? And then so I was just like, I kind of like just being in the cut sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even with certain shit. Like, my homies be wanting to go some. I'm like, I'm just trying to like chill.
And to Duno's credit, he doesn't go to be seen. Like, I've been out with him. He'll wear like a shiesty. He'll try to like be incognito.
Because I just want to kick it. Sometimes.
But there's only one Duno. Like, you can't hide, fool. It's like Shaq hiding behind the tree. Like, we see you, dog.
And then like I said, it's dope. Like, and again, like shout out everybody. But sometimes it gets crazy. And like, even like recently I seen that Conqueror and I was like, oh, fool, they were nuts about you.
Yeah.
But Conqueror was like also like in a fucking suite and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, and also it's like my city.
Yeah.
It's like DTLA, like Echo Park. Like, I grew up in
your hometown.
You know what I'm saying? So,
are you saying we're not going to a game or what?
We can.
We need security. Right?
Nah, see.
We need escorts.
Yeah, wow.
We need extra ticket for security.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Excuse me, no photos. Excuse me.
Damn, that'd be sick. Imagine they.
You need to do first pitch.
I know. That's my goal for sure.
Yeah.
But like, imagine like that's like my thing, right? Like, imagine like there's a security guard and he's like, no photos, and everybody just turns around and is like, culero. Like, then I'll be like, oh fuck, I didn't. Well, fuck me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see Ohtani get strike out. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's gonna hit one.
Yeah, he's gonna hit one.
But yeah,
I'm wondering still if when he hits a home run, does he get the samurai thing? Because you know how the Angels would do that?
Oh.
If he would hit the home run, they would put, like, a samurai
probably
hat.
I mean, whatever, like, he wants. You know?
They already based to, like, all their celebrations off him.
Yeah.
So whenever they get on base, a Dodger, they do the, That's the thing. This year, yeah. Remember last year it was like this?
Oh, yeah.
And then it was, like, the thing. This yeah. year is the, they do it for Otani. Like, it? It's like the, like,
it's, they, it's the Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, like the
fusion dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do that now.
It's crazy, right?
So it's dope. Like, Mookie, yeah. Lux, everybody.
Like, yeah, last year, you guys don't remember last year they would do this?
Yeah, they would do that.
When they would get on base?
When they're cock out, like,
yeah, they would
like
do rock like
out with
that's
the cock
what
out.
You like?
Like a funny dance?
No, I like the new one. Cause
and then Adrian Gonzalez used to do this. When he would get on base.
Yeah, so then that, and that's one thing about baseball, that they're like a fucking, we're all one.
There's
yeah.
And there's time to fuck around. There's like chances to fuck around where they could do certain shit. Remember when they got into they scored a run and then they did some like
Yeah.
It was like some that's sus crazy. Shit. It was so funny.
But
is that why Kike danced like that before?
I think Kike's like energy of like the dugout. Yeah. He's your vet. He's your he's your mentor.
The crowd turned up for Kike. He came in later on in the game.
Yeah.
And they turned up for him.
Well, he's gonna be a diehard Dodger. Yeah, like I know he's gonna wanna retire as in white Dodger. And blue. So I'm like excited for him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's the vibe now, But the Dodgers been doing, you know what? We lost Cardinals, which was very disappointing.
Yeah.
Like a couple games because
the game
we're,
that I won, went, they won.
Sheesh.
Oh, yeah, opening day. Yeah. That's always the best. Like if you're cool with that off season, huh?
Yeah.
Like the game I went to, hey, like, but.
Yeah, when they win at the game you went to, you're tight.
Yeah.
You're good.
For like the homies, this is Thursday, but on Monday, mm-hmm. we played Giants, our first game against them this season, and we came back. No, we blew them out. And then the previous game before that on Sunday in Easter, mm-hmm. the Cardinals, we came back, and those are the best games to be at.
Because
now you're hyped
games?
Up the comeback games, because now you're like, fuck, everything matters, and you're just like, and then you start being superstitious, even though you're not a big fan, you're like, damn, okay, when this inning comes, I'm going to buy this beer, I'm going to buy this nacho, I'm going to buy
this. That's what I did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn, and that's how they probably love that. Yeah, buy the nacho. Yeah, buy the beer. Exactly. The good luck beer. Buy the good luck nacho. When Mookie Betts came out. Okay, so when Otani comes out, his like batting song was Lupe Fiasco, The Show Goes On, because you get a Shohei Otani.
Yeah.
The show goes on. And I thought that was cool. When Mookie Betts came out, the Lotto song that she dissed Ice Spice plays.
Oh, okay.
They're like, I just want a conversation. I don't know. I don't know why she's so nervous. I just want a face to face or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's a random.
I just want a one-on-one.
Yeah. I don't know why she's so nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, I just wonder about their.
It could just be a hype. Because right now, if I had to choose a song, it would be Yeah, Glow.
Yeah, you love the Glow.
Because I just like, Yeah, Glow. Because it just gives me hype. I don't know. Like, so people might be like, what the fuck? Why that song?
But also,
how it makes you feel.
But also, if Mookie Betts is on that vibe, I'm with it. Because he's slamming shit right now.
Yeah.
He's on the road to being MVP right now.
Yeah.
They do like little trivia on the thing.
Yeah.
And it said that his mom, his middle name is Lynn. So it's like, well, what's his first name? It's not Mookie.
It's not Mookie.
But it's something with an M. Yeah, it's something with an M. Yeah. Lynn Betts. And that's MLB. She did it so that it could be the MLB.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Yes. So since a baby, he was bred to be a baseball player.
Wow. And that's one thing I love about the Dodgers, even when they do the three different color carts and they're racing.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, full red. And then last time I was like, all right, you buy the next beer. Oh, go get
you to your own little bed. Like, besides the people doing it.
Yeah, and that's because gets me mad when people get shit wrong.
Yeah.
I'd be like, dog, what the fuck?
You didn't see it. It was clearly under the red cap.
Yeah. Fool, that shit gets me mad.
And then Yaelin, so we're literally right.
Was she writing down her stats?
But we're right behind dugout, right? And there was a point where Shohei's just watching, right? And then Yaelin's like, Shohei, because she's doing her signal, her little hand. She's doing this gesture that K-pop artists do with their fans. And it's a heart by like putting your thumb and your index finger. Yes. Like that. And she's doing this like, Shohei, look. And he looked and he turned around and I was like, Yaelin, he's Japanese. He's not Korean. And then she's like, no, but it's universal. They know. And I was like, he probably thinks you're saying money.
Yeah.
Because it's low-key like the whole situation.
He's like, no bets. No more.
The only bets I fuck with is Mookie.
Because it's low-key looks like the money symbol.
And what's funny about this whole thing is that, like, if you guys don't know Yaelin, she's like a geek about everything. And somehow registers. She's like a young Sheldon.
Yeah.
Like a little bit. Just
like a little computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, just with more Paisa in it. Where like she write like she saw
and her, cats.
Yeah, and cats. Yeah. She showed me like a notebook of like her boxing stats.
I've seen that notebook.
And it's like, dude, you're weird.
Yeah.
But that's just who Yaelin is.
Yeah.
Yaelin knows like who created the IKEA plant.
Facts. Shout out Yaelin though. My little baby girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Yaelin is very much like nerdy. But yeah, if you want to go to a Dodger game this year.
Yeah, SeatGeek.
What are you brown bag. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were you guys at Easter, motherfuckers?
Thank you for asking.
Sorry.
It was raining.
It was not raining.
And also, it wouldn't be good for our April Fool's prank that we still haven't said is an April Fool's prank.
Oh, yeah.
If we showed up on Easter.
Yeah.
Our April Fool's prank of saying goodbye.
That was a very half-hearted April Fool's prank. We were all kind of like, yeah.
Bye.
People believed it, but we didn't try to like.
People believed it.
Get people
shout
to totally
Lids
buy it.
For commenting.
Oh, yeah.
Lids, actual account of Lids.
Yeah. They said we detect cap.
Yeah.
That was cool.
You know who fell for it? Our homegirl, Bo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought it was real.
Dude, Bo, come
Bo,
on.
Bo, you need to get out the designer room and just live life.
Yeah. And probably that, she's probably designing. She sees that, like, oh my God.
Oh, no, Dios mío.
Yeah.
There's no April Fool's. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, where the fuck were you guys at?
That was my explanation. What about you?
I didn't want to get dirty.
Wow.
With me, it was raining.
And I was tired. I don't
it
know
was not know. Raining.
With me, it was it was raining.
No, I swear to God,
and
it wasn't.
And also, brother, I love you so much. You never sent the address.
I told you guys, City Terrace Park. You just got to look it up.
You said that and it went, phew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
City
reminder.
Park.
I considered it. No, it's not your day bed. Of, and then I was just like, I don't know. Like to be honest, like I love my family, but I almost didn't even show up to my family shit. I was just like, what if I just stay here and clean all day? Like I love Jesus, but like I just felt like I needed that day to just like unpack. Cause I've been traveling. I was like, man, I want to unpack, clean my house. Mm-hmm. You know, when you just get those urges of like, I just want to clean my house today. Yeah. And I didn't end up doing it. I went to go see my family.
Yeah. I love Jesus head ass.
And then also Jorge was really sick.
I forgot the vid.
Yeah.
No, he got really sick. So he was like down for the count. I had that same cold, but I don't know. It's crazy with women. We still work. But he was really sick. He was like down and out.
You know what it is? It's the weather change.
Yeah.
It's like really.
No, I think it's males. You guys get sick and it's like, oh my God, the world is over.
I've been outside, baby.
He got sick in the room, humidifier, like all that stuff. And I was like, well, there goes our Easter photos.
Did you guys have Easter photos planned?
Well, I always want to plan. I always try to get us like dressed cute or whatever.
Yeah.
It was fun. Super fun. Yeah. So much
it looked
food.
Fun.
Who'd you get?
The homie Matt this year got.
Oh.
He's a fucking idiot. We told him what not to
He's
do.
He's a really nice guy. He gives us hats.
Oh, yeah.
You know I've known Matt since high school?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've known him since high school. I met him when I was fresh out of camp and my sophomore class was like all the homies, and it was his freshman class, and we used to go at it about everything.
That's
Fuck it, what's it called? They couldn't call it dodgeball, so they called it the world ball. Mm-hmm. It would play that. We'd go out against them on, and any section we had of PE.
Right.
It was like fuck these little motherfuckers.
Do you think if we play world ball right now, like the watch versus brown bag, we would win?
There's a lot of army fools over there.
Yeah actually, yeah. It's like have two, good aim.
Yeah like
Jose, you're on our side. You're part of brown bag, okay?
Yeah.
You're not part of the watch, even though you kick it with those fools and sit at that table, dog. Remember where you started.
Not after what you said. But yeah.
No, for real. Like, we should do that. Brown
I'm
bag
down.
Versus the watch.
That'd be dope.
But yeah. they need to add girls to their team.
We're going to have some ringers.
And Yaelin is part of you.
No, Yaelin's with us.
No, let Yaelin be part of them.
Okay.
No.
Why?
Because we brought her in.
Yeah.
But she, like, talks to those fools.
No.
If we need a girl on their side.
She might have a computer.
We'll give him Angie.
No, we can't give him Angie.
You just traded her?
Fuck y'all. So Angie. Us three, Angie and Maximo.
Yeah.
Versus y'all.
Anyway, and then we could choose two guests we've had on here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who are we choosing?
I would say La Platica. Them fools are pretty fit.
Yeah, they look.
I feel like they would come in like short shorts.
Yeah.
And, like,
they would have a uniform already.
Yes.
They would say La Platica.
They've been ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just waiting for somebody to call them out.
They're just like Aztec warriors, ready to be activated.
Well, Sebad is an Aztec warrior.
So is Josh.
Josh gives me like
he's a European warrior.
Yeah, that fool gives me like white superhero. Yeah, that fool's like a William Levy.
Yeah.
Like
he is.
Like
his last
like,
name is.
Leyva.
Leyva.
Yeah. Like if they were to make a novella about that fool, it would be the fact that he's the very handsome son of a very rich woman, and they hire a very beautiful housekeeper.
That's from the
low income areas of Mexico.
You already have this thought out. It's crazy. And so La Plática will be on our side.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the homie looks like a fucking straight William Levy.
Yeah, I feel like they're already stretching for the for the world.
Hey, do you guys follow Sebas? Yeah, obviously you guys follow Sebas.
Yeah.
You guys see that fool got a custom bike?
Yeah.
Like for his liking?
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, how rich are you?
He's doing it up in the bikey.
Yeah, that fool's fucking crazy. The homie was like, I could bike, dog.
I love it.
But the homie's like a ghetto biker, you know?
Because he bikes and Sarai,
like runs.
Girl runs. And they neither does the other thing. Like he's tried running or what I've seen, but he knows like that's my wife's thing, and then she knows like that's his.
That's some like married shit, right? That's like, you guys need your own activities. Yeah, like this is my thing, this is your thing.
Because then you get tired of each other. Because
even like his biking, he does it with a group of
like different people.
Well, you have to do different things, or else you can come back and talk about it at the end of the day, right?
Right.
I would assume. Yeah. Like in a happy, healthy relationship.
How was your run? And I was like,
what? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Which one would are you more of a runner than a bike rider?
I love running. Runs, yeah.
And then,
I would never do a marathon. Shout out to my husband for doing it. I would not want to do a marathon.
Yeah.
You should do it.
No, because I'll be running and I'll be like, I couldn't do this for 26 miles, dog.
Yeah.
Running the Rose Bowl is tight for me. Like that's 5K. That's 3 miles. It's good.
That's cool.
But if I like, it just feels redundant.
23 other more. You try to convince me last episode. You gotta. I'm trying to convince you.
You would do with Jorge.
No, I'm not doing nothing that has to do anything more than a mile.
Do it with my husband now.
I'll do the.
Hey yo.
Hey yo. It's not my type. It's always you.
Unless you're there.
Unless you're gonna run it too, then I'm there. But we should run the marathon. No, I spoke too soon.
They have little kid marathons.
I like bikes.
We should run the little kid
marathon. How much is the little kid one?
I don't know, but I know that they have one.
I seen like the girls be like, for some reason, there's like running TikTok on my IG when I don't fucking run at all. You know what makes sense?
It's being fed to you.
Running, girls and running, girls and running.
Run, run, run.
Bro, and it's like a new trend. So I know like, Skechers and all these brands are loving like the fact that people are running.
Well, this is what I saw. I think I talked to you guys about it last pod, that usually there's 20% new people that sign up and register for the marathon every year.
Yeah.
And this past year was 40%.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and a lot of it actually was accredited to run clubs that are in minority, because there's been run clubs or whatever.
Well, shout out Josh. He started his run club.
Yeah, he starts a run club, but a lot of black and brown communities are like doing their own run clubs. Like there's a Boyle Heights one. There's like Bridge Runners or something, LLC. And that's showing them like, oh, we could do this. Like, this is like, let's go. And then you just start seeing it and you start saying like, oh, we can do it.
Yeah, because when you think about running, you think about like, oh, that's some white people shit. And that's just me being honest.
No. That's the
But for the longest time,
if you looked at the marathon, I looked
but
at
this. But the other day, my homie's girl was like, yeah, just joined this run club. We're going to run around Echo Park. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did you meet these people at?
Yeah.
And she's like, IG, a friend recommended me. Or
yeah.
And it's kind of like how the señoras join Zumbas in on like Facebook.
It's a little community. It's an activity.
But it's growing. It's like, I'm saying.
Booming.
Yeah. I love that like us as like minorities, Latinos and everything, like we feel safe to run.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you think about it, like when we were, me and you, Lati, like that would never be a thought. Like, what do you mean we're going to run around the hood?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, the 90s was nuts for you.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like now it's like there's safe spaces and people respect, you know, people running, doing activities. And it's like not looked at like weird. It's like more accepted.
Maybe.
I wish Aileen was here today, but she
would have gave us a history.
She didn't prioritize us. She goes running in East Los.
Yeah,
and with I'm Doc
like,
Martens
by herself, and I was like, Yaelin, be careful.
Yeah,
and she's like, it's actually probably the safest to run in the hood because like people are too scared to do anything.
That's true.
Here.
Remember the Nightcrawler got caught in Boyle Heights or in East LA, like, East LA.
And if anyone hits on her, she says, "Soy hombre." I'm
like, she does say that. Yeah, that's a repellent. Yeah. Just wait till she finds the right
hombre,
guy.
Wait.
No me importa.
Even better.
You know what? And Yaelin lives in like a very dope part of East Los.
Yeah.
The other day I was fucking with her, but she didn't know I was fucking with her. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm right here with the hunger from Boyle Heights. She's like, dude, that's not fucking funny at all.
Yeah.
Dude.
The East Los.
Oh yeah.
The East Los in her kicked in. I was like, bro, chill the fuck out.
Yeah. But, does Echo Park get that? Like if we say we're in Silver Lake or if we say we're like,
oh, you guys don't want to be known.
I get mad when people I don't get mad, but a lot of people think that Echo Park's part of East LA.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
When they don't know, and I'm like, no, the fuck, we're not.
Yeah. I'm in East LA right now. I'm like the Swans, and you're like,
I'm like, oh, you're in fucking downtown Los Angeles, technically, right?
Yeah.
Or when people say we're from the Nela, I'm like, no, bitch, I'm on the other side of the Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
They're on that side, yeah. And I'm on this side, mm. And I could and I grew up like a couple blocks away from the lake. Imagine the fools that grew up on the avenue. Fuck, they're pissed.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling me I'm from the Nela, motherfucker?
Yeah.
I am not.
I'm from the La. I'm just from the La. There's nothing before the La.
Yeah. I am from, like, and I could only imagine, like, the MacArthur Park kids.
Yeah.
Well, they probably don't like claiming that either.
Yeah.
They're the most downtown you could get.
They're like, we're fucking Westlake the fuck out. We are Westlake. We are Westlake. And the Pico Unioners, they take it serious.
I think Pico Unioners are some of my favorite.
Yeah. Shout out to Pico Unit. Very nice guys down there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very great.
Look at us being LA based and biased.
Look at us. Who would have known?
Yeah.
It's not like it's in our bio.
Or in our tagline since episode one. All right. Speaking of, shout out to Sinisa Estrada. She actually comes from East LA. It's East Los, and she won an Undisputed belt. Now, she won against Yoka, who was on Golden Boy, and so I was like really torn. Of who to go for, but to see her win,
dude, she got stupid Sinisa. Belt.
Yeah, you can't like.
And my homie put me onto her, and shout out my homie Anthony. He's like, dude, this chick is amazing, you know. And she reps, she don't care if she's too hood for people. Like all she did that. That's for East Los.
That's so.
You know
fire.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. What was her?
They
caption?
Call her Super Bad.
That's dope.
Thank you for giving me purpose. Jesus is king forever and always. Happy
Resurrection Day.
Yeah, it was like a winning weekend for Mexicans in boxing.
True.
And Mexican Americans in boxing. I don't want to miss out in case. Yeah, because Rocha had his redemption win.
Yes.
Against Lawson. Then we saw Zurdo get his first title out here at the
That's great.
Theater. Shout out to Zurdo because he's been through it. And so.
Yeah, that fool finally made weight.
Yeah. So but you know what? His body type is meant for that weight where he's at. Like,
he was fighting like a bad guy from a movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this Armenian dude, Arsen, really, really good too. And shout out to all my Armenian homies out there. But it's like, I haven't really seen an Armenian. You see Ukrainian, you see different Russians, you see different
London, UK.
Yeah. So shout out to that full rep in Armenia, because I know that puts people that are Armenian up like, oh, we got one.
Yeah.
Gets them excited about boxing.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then on the other side, Pitbull Cruz against Rolly. Was a crazy fight. You saw it?
Yes.
That was a great fight.
Yeah, that was a great fight. Pitbull Cruz has a crazy face where he just, like, he literally
locks
looks
in.
Like a pit bull.
Like
he's like a really bad kid.
But, like, nothing can stop him.
Standing on business. If standing on business was a person.
Dog, like. Rolly was hitting him, and they were saying, like, how Pitbull works out his neck, pause. But, like, it's a stiff neck, pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he does a crazy
like
workout.
It's like a trunk, low-key. And, like, so, like, you hit me. Cool. Like, it's not doing. Whereas somebody else, that punch is like really fucking with you. And with him, no, he's like right back. No emotion, just going in. And shout out to Rolly.
That was a homie. He didn't crack a smile until the end of the fight. Until
that
he won.
That was so beautiful.
Yes.
He got emotional.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And that would just shout out like his wife. And he makes me feel like a terrible man.
You're not Why? A terrible man.
Like, he's like, he's a fucking millionaire.
Yeah, look at this. Amazing.
He got a champion and he loves his wife and thanks his wife. I'm like, fool, fuck you, dog. but seeing him win is like, it's dope because you know they deserve it.
He has superstar power too.
Yeah.
Because we were even loving and rooting for him, and he hasn't. Like, he didn't win against Tank. He held his own against Tank.
Yeah.
But, like, even seeing this is like, wow, now it's cool to see him have a belt. We're going to go behind him even more. And, like, I'm wondering if Tank would give him the rematch. I doubt it. Because if he was barely starting and he went toe-to-toe with you and now he's better, like, you're going to be a little bit.
And it's a really good matchup with them because a lot of times, like, the same advantage that Cruz has on other people, the fact that he's so compact and powerful, Tank has that same advantage
like
over other
Tank
people.
Tank but Mexican.
Yes, exactly.
Tanque.
Tanque. And I like how, like, I had this conversation with Yaelin, actually, which is why, like, she was telling me that she was like, a lot of people were disappointed in some of his promotion because after a big fight like Tank's, and he didn't get KO'd, he was a no-name, and he still got the fight. and battled and got his name out there,
yeah.
He didn't fight very big, significant fighters right after.
Mm-hmm.
He fought people in his weight,
right?
Yeah. But he didn't fight a champion. He didn't. He.
But
got,
I also think people were afraid to fight him.
Yeah.
And that's I don't discredit. Like I won't put it on him solely or the people backing him because they're probably seed what happened with Tank and they're like, oh shit, this fool's got it right there.
Yeah.
Like, because normally Tank knocks people out.
Or just,
so then
or just,
no one
or just,
wants to fight the fool that went all 12 rounds with Tank.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
didn't get knocked out.
And,
like,
and we don't know who they've pitched, who they try to set up.
We did. They tried to set up him with Ryan, and supposedly that didn't
Yeah, and but what I'm saying is, like, people always technically always would blame a promotion, right?
Yeah.
So I think, like...
That's why shout out Rolly for even taking...
He went underrated. Not underrated, but he went, like, back under the rocks for a while. Like I'm going to say, like, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got the chance to fight a Rolly, which,
pretty popular.
Yes, he's kind of like a troll.
Popular.
His name is Rolly, and I'm not trying to, like, put him together, but he's like a troll.
Yeah.
He be trolling and shit like that.
Yeah.
So when I think he got the fight, I think he was like, this, if I don't win this, then I'm never going to be able to. And he didn't just win. He fucking buried
Annihilated. They had to stop the fight.
I like how he said, like, fuck you, Vine Masacrat. And the lady tried to make it like in a nice way. Like, no, he's saying I came to kill.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did. And now that he has something that's backing him, like, even though all 12 rounds and knocking fools out right after.
The belt means something.
The belt now.
He can put that on the table. Like, hey, fight me for this.
And I like how he was like, que sea que quiera venir, el, si el Haney, el Tío Fimo, damn fool.
Yeah, he's not scared of nobody.
Javante.
I want to, el Javante. I do want to see him go against Tío Fimo, though.
Yeah, Tío Fimo's crazy, too.
Yeah, you saw
the Tío Fimo fight.
But this is like, my dad hates me crazy. And then it's
I'm a monster.
And Michael Myers.
And then it's like, fool, stop being a girl because certain shit. And it's like, you want to know about struggle? Well, here's our struggle.
Right.
And you don't got to act crazy to get fame.
Right.
But I'm not taking the fact that Tio Fimo's not a good fighter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, these fools. Imagine just this fool getting beat up by the calmest fool in the world. But he's just a fucking dog in there.
Boom, boom,
Cruz?
Boom, boom.
Cruz?
Yeah, he don't talk shit. He's going to let you talk shit. Be like, yeah, that's cool. You made a rolly chain or chain of me of a chihuahua. Like, I'm going to do that in the ring. I'm going to talk with my hands.
Yeah, that fool was walking in the ring like Miguel Myers.
For sure. He's for sure Miguel Myers. I definitely think that should have been his other nickname.
Yeah. And that fool looks nuts when he puts that mask on.
Yeah, yes. I like that mask.
He looks like Hannibal right there.
Yeah, fool.
Boom, boom, boom.
It was kind of a coming out party for him because I was watching the fight with my grandpa. My grandpa wasn't, like, he doesn't follow boxing too closely.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously he
looks up. That fool goes for whoever's Mexican.
He looks up and he sees a Mexican fighter. And then, you know, he's understanding what he's saying in Spanish. And then he was just like, damn, like, mm-hmm. he's badass.
He's,
you know,
badass.
Like,
I'm telling you,
he gained a fan in my grandpa. And I'm sure a lot of other people that weren't too familiar saw him and became fans.
Yeah. Is he my age?
He's 25.
Fuck, man.
It's okay, Duno. To each their own journey.
Fuck, fool. I just want to
He's been training since he was 7.
I want to beat the shit out of him.
He will fuck you up.
I know.
Fuck you up.
Yeah.
Might carry his little ass.
No.
He won't.
Stiff arm.
You'll, like, try to pick him up.
But
real quick, I'm sorry.
Yes.
To cut you off. But he was rehabbing his hand, too. So that's why he was out for a little while, too. Mm. Like, he had something wrong with his hand. So it's like, but it's like, this is the perfect time.
And
he took advantage of the moment.
You know what? I wish the ref wouldn't have stopped it.
Nah, dog.
No, Rolly would have died.
Bro,
no, because.
Rolly was rolling on skates, dog.
Dog.
Like, his legs didn't work no more.
Dog, at some point when he was getting hit, I was like, dog, this was out right now. And I'm like, because he would have just given him one more. It would have slept him, and it would have felt like
you
when.
You want to see.
Like for when Marquez knocked out Pacquiao.
Yeah.
And that would have been way better story for Rolly.
For Rolly? For Cruz?
No, for Rolly, because then he's going to come in like, I'm not Chihuahua.
Yeah.
No, bro, he couldn't talk after the fight.
Yeah.
I think he took enough punishment.
Thank you for coming.
Happy Easter.
Imagine him and Yaelin having a conversation.
Yaelin reposted his story. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Do you know where Easter started?
All right, that's enough boxing talk. I know.
All right.
Yeah, but fool. Yeah, Cruz. And the other tall fucking school shooter looking fool.
Fundora.
Giraffe.
Who is also Mexican-American, I believe.
Yes.
Shout out him. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and his sister.
Wins all around. And his sister, Gabriela.
A champion.
Yeah.
So this fool won.
Yeah.
And Fundora won. But it was a bloody ass fight.
It was the most bloodiest fight I have ever fucking seen. What did you tweet that it was sponsored by what?
It should have been sponsored by Tampax. They missed the bag right there. They would have plugged his head
so
up.
So much. Instead of the Q-tip, put a tampon.
Heavy flow.
You're so dumb.
But did you see how he cut it?
Yeah,
stupidest way ever.
That fool must have the pointiest elbows in the world, yeah. Dog. I was thinking that immediately. I'm like, how does your elbows that sharp? Yeah. But he's so thin.
Tall. Oh yeah,
so you know
confident.
He's so thin. And like, imagine like if you like, your elbow is already tough.
The way that Zoo ran, because it was low key on Zoo too. Like that's why they called it unintentional. Like he put. Like,
No. He definitely didn't mean to.
Yeah, he just. Had
so it's like you have your elbows up, and then someone also is like coming into it, like heavy. It's gonna cut. Yeah.
Damn. Just would that fool fight Azurzo?
Fundora?
No, right? Because he's skinny
and
tall.
No, it goes by weight, not by height.
No,
that's
I
why he could be that tall, but not have to fight someone.
Yeah, Fundora
that
would have to get
as
a lot of
tall
weight
as him. Yeah.
To, which he probably will, like, in his career.
Yeah.
Like, he'll probably go into, you know, but that's a big advantage that he has.
Oh, can Fundora fight like a Canelo?
It's not last fight. He got knocked out. So it can go either way because he's so tall and lanky.
Yeah.
But shout out all the tall and lanky people. They can't talk shit to you because now you got someone in the race. he was so tall. He's so tall and lanky that if you catch him on a good one, you body shot him
body
or something.
Shot, yeah.
Like, it's over with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that fool. I hate skinny fools like that because they always want to play bloody knuckles.
Really?
Like, dog, you're going to win.
With pointy knuckles?
Yeah, they got
even
the sharp ass.
I don't got no knuckles.
Oh, you're so cute.
But, like, see Vic. Let me see Vic. Even Vic's light. But, like, a Fundora, like, his knuckles are probably, like, the pinky one's big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, fucking cheating motherfucker.
Yeah. But, and it's like he's so innocent looking, him and his sister.
Yeah.
Super innocent looking. And for them,
where are they
little,
from?
Little beast. I just know they're Mexican American.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I know their parents are Mexican or Mexican American.
Yeah.
But even that fool couldn't stop bleeding from his nose.
I know. Yeah. It was a bloodbath.
Fool, that crazy. Shit was nuts.
You know what's funny about the fight when, like, so it was just the way it happened was weird. While we were watching, a mosquito flew by the TV. All of our attention in the whole house.
You're lying.
We went to the mosquito. We're like,
that happened?
Yeah. So we're like looking for the mosquito. We're trying to kill the mosquito. And then we turn back at the TV and it's a bloodbath. We're like, what the fuck happened? Like, we were like deadass. We were so confused because in that maybe 10 seconds that we missed, that's when the elbow happened. Then all of a sudden, Fundora started bleeding from his nose. We were like, what the fuck?
Hey, shout out to the other fighter for still.
Tim Zoo, yeah.
For fighting, but damn.
Both of them.
He toughed it out.
Because this happened
rounds.
The second round, third round, and then they took it all to the decision, which is crazy.
I thought they were going to stop the fight.
I thought this
fool
was
going to
get
times.
Dizzy and like faint.
Yeah.
And shout out Fundora, he got it.
Yeah, so I see a little bit of blood. I faint. And, have you guys ever fainted?
Yeah. Oh, no. One time I got up too quick.
Oh, and you got like lightheaded?
And I was like, oh. I fainted off the NOS balloons before.
What about you, Vic?
I fainted one time when I was like 7 years old. I hit my head really hard on the concrete when I was
Vic,
I had a little scooter. Yeah, I had a little scooter. You know when you think it could go over the curb?
Okay. Yeah, you deserved it.
And I didn't. And I just went face first. Boom, my head bounced off the curb. And then I just woke up in like my babysitter's son's room. And I was just like, damn, like, I don't remember what happened.
You didn't faint. Victor. You got knocked out. Fainting is like.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, catch me.
No, I didn't go like, Like, I was just like knocked out. Like, I just
blood makes me do that.
Little memory loss.
Oh, no, Vic.
Little memory loss.
That's what Vic gave himself CTE with.
CTE.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's good. I was seven.
And you were with the babysitter, so your parents must have felt like.
I don't think they know about it to this day. You know, you just keep it on the low.
Don't tell your parents.
Don't tell your parents.
Like a big old thing or what?
Yeah, just put some salt.
Oh, Vic.
Nice.
It was fine. You know, it's boy shit. Like, you just hit yourself.
I don't want that to be boy shit because I have boys.
Yeah, but you're right back out. Duno knows you're right back out the fucking as soon as you get medically cleared.
Yep.
You know?
By the babysitter.
Like, oh, no, stop. Yeah, okay.
Jorjito's definitely going to crack himself a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Come on. He's athletic.
Yeah. And you know what's like my favorite type of cracking I like seeing kids do?
What?
When they go under the table playing with shit and they come up without looking. And they
Everybody's hurt their fucking head getting up
that
on the
way.
Table too fast.
Today I cracked myself too.
Oh, you?
Like my like table like this by right next to my couch. I was like laying down, like feet up. And I was like texting.
Feet up.
And then I got up too fast, but I got up like this and I gave myself a fucking putazo on my funny bone. That shit hurt. I'm like, ah.
crazy.
Yeah. Life though, homie.
Yeah, that's life.
That should build, that should build, that should build character right there.
That's right, dog.
Yeah. It's been a wild few weeks, and I just love boxing. Shout out boxing.
Yeah. Yay.
Shout out you guys.
How was Vegas? You guys were in Vegas.
They were in Vegas. I flew right back in.
On Friday?
After the show. Because I'm telling you, Jorge was sick. Mm. And I'm like, dude, like, that's fucked up.
So how was Keisha Cole?
That was dope. Now, this is the first Vegas trip I ever had that I had, like, good, clean, mature fun. This is the new me.
AKA, you weren't there, so you couldn't.
Yeah, I was just.
It's not my fucking fun.
No, it's not.
No, he had grown, adult, grown fun.
Yeah, I'm learning how to be this new
gambled.
Me.
Gambled? You went to a museum?
I didn't gamble, because that's also, you know, degenerate behavior.
You went to a museum?
Yes.
You saw a show?
Yes. I'm telling you, this is the new me. I went to Fremont Street. Like, that's all old people shit.
Wait, you saw who?
Keisha Cole and Trey Songz. Yeah.
But it's like you go to a show, like.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to a show in Vegas. Old.
Exactly. It was all old people. I loved it, bro. I'm them now. They are me. I am them. Like, I was just sitting there, like, didn't get too crazy, didn't have too many drinks, you know? Just had, like, those two drinks that you're just like, para relajarme, you know? Like, that's it. That was, like, I didn't get crazy. I didn't, like, wake up, the room was spinning or nothing. Like, it was just very good, clean fun.
Shut up, you.
Very boring. But no, here we are. You know? It's okay to be boring, right?
Yeah.
Dude, no judging, like, the fuck out of me.
Nah, I saw you at the Keisha concert. I would have wanted to be there. I would have wanted to be there.
Dude, Yaelin got up and left. She didn't know one song of nothing.
Yeah.
She didn't know any Trey Songz.
And she's 20, but I do think there's 20-year-olds that know Keisha Cole and just Trey Songz. It just wasn't her.
She got up. She's like, gotta go. Don't know any songs.
Where did she go?
Back to her room.
Yeah.
Where was the show at?
MGM. MGM. So we stayed in the same. Yeah, it was at the same hotel.
Oh, that's perfect.
Also, she just walked upstairs.
It was so perfect, bro.
Perfect.
Yeah. Damn, that shit was definitely hot. Fuck. Who won in the fight, Maximo?
Maximo and Angie. Speaking of paisas. Speaking of paisas, we got the paisa boys coming up on Brown Pride.
Let's get into it, Brown Pride, baby.
Brown Bag Pod, and we're back. And we're doing Brown Pride, and usually we talk about dope things in the community with, like, you know, highlighting some brown excellence.
Latinos
doing big shit.
Very good looking men.
We were going to talk about it, but we're like, why don't we just bring these fools in here? So we got Paisa Boys in the building.
By the way, you guys are wondering where Letty's at. She's taking a phone call real quick.
Yeah, she'll be right.
But we have Paisa Boys in the fucking
building. We have Javi. We have Joey. Go ahead and, you know, introduce yourselves to the camera so they know which is which.
Everybody, I'm Joey.
Javi.
Yeah, and they just did some big shit.
Yeah.
I was, like, super fucking inspired when I seen this shit.
I'd be mad at fools when they do cool shit.
Big hater energy.
Fucking cool, dog.
I love it.
Paisa Boys just inked a collab with Nike.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about that, how that came about, and just, like, the story behind it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's always been a big dream of us.
Yeah.
To collab with a company or a platform that's that big.
Yeah.
I think it was just organic, putting in, 7-8 years now of hard work to eventually get them to notice us and reach out.
Yeah.
Because definitely it's not something someone we can just reach out and say, hey, we're
not at all. We have to can't just send them a DM. Yeah.
Nah, and I think that's what's beautiful about it, at least to, like, me and Vic that are very hip to your guys' brand and how cool you guys are in print. A lot of times there's no face to the brand.
Right.
And obviously you guys don't want to make it about you guys. It's about Paisa Boys. It's about what you guys push to the community and the level you guys have of making clothing. But before we get into the Nike, how'd you guys start Paisa Boys? How'd you guys come together? Where are you guys from? All of that.
So I started Paisa Boys back in, like, 2015 as a gardener. I was just, like, I had been gardening pretty much my whole life with my parents. It's my family business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, it kind of came about, like, growing up, you kind of have this dual identity of, like, going to school Monday through Friday, and Saturday you help your dad out in Beverly Hills, and, you know, these kids are watching the same cartoons you want to be at home watching, but you got to work. So it kind of makes you kind of question where you stand, you know what I mean? And there's a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, like, what the fuck, like, am I, you know what I mean? Like, and then you get older, and I'm out here, like, you know, I like to dress how everyone else dresses. I go out, but you're still working Monday through Friday. I was working 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, gardening, and you get treated differently. When you're in L.A. and you're a gardener and you got your hat on, your blower, people walk by you and they don't, they don't see you. Yeah. You're just noise in LA.
Yeah, that's a gardening blower, not like a blower blower.
Clear that up. Nike, clear that up. Yeah.
I had to clear it up.
Thank you for that. It's that people think of gardeners as like you wake up at 8 a.m. and there's like some loud noise outside. That's us.
Yeah.
You know, but these people have lives. These people have like complex lives and and personalities. And so I was dealing with that. Like, people don't even know we exist, you know?
Yeah.
So I started making these graphics and I just put Bicycle Boys on them because I was living this lifestyle while I was busting my ass in the hot LA summers all week and going out on the weekends, you know, where everyone else was at. Yeah. So it was like this weird kind of world. And the homie Kiefer hit me up and was like, yo, we got to get, like, I want one of these on a tee. He's like, I know a guy who has this print shop with no minimums. And it's at this skate shop. So we pull up, and sure enough, it's the man right here.
You know what I mean? And Mr. No Minimums.
You feel me? So the conversation starts flowing, and immediately we speak the same language, bro. Like, he grew up washing cars with his dad. I'm gardening. And he starts, like, I show him my very, very whack graphics that I'm just starting out to do on my phone. And this man is just like, brr, like, let's get it. And he's just cleaning them up, making them crazy.
Yeah.
The skate shop where he's printing at is like, yo, you guys, would you want to drop this here? And I'm just like, I had two paths in life. It was like, be a gardener or I can just take this shit and like, no more LA summers. I'm just doing this shit. So, of course, you know, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And this dude took a couple of my graphics and made them crazy into T-shirts. And we had the first party, fucking blew out the water. It was like crazy.
Wow.
And I had a couple more like collections drop after that, like one more, and it was like, yo, this is kind of like running a clothing business is not easy while you're gardening.
Yeah.
Met up with this one. I was like, you down? Like, your graphic design shit is out of this world. Like, if we put it together with this kind of aesthetic that I'm doing and your skills, we can take this shit to the next level. And we've been running with it ever since. Haven't stopped. 7 years, bro. Like, people think we're new. People like, watch out for this new up and coming.
Yeah,
bro, we've been doing this shit for a long time. Years. But that's how it goes. You know what I mean?
I've been seeing it around for sure for some time. I think the first tea I saw that I was like, whoa, it was a Chalino tea.
That was the one that kind of started everything.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, that's genius. I want one. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the Chalino one, but my favorite one was the OXO one.
Okay.
You guys dropped it around.
Oh, XXO, the liquor.
And let if you don't know, we're just Joey and Javi. Let
them I'm trying to slide in here.
Thanks for joining us.
I was on my way to teach, and the reason I fuck with y'all brands so much, and this is how I remember it so clearly. My dad was homeless and a drug addict in TJ. And TJ Oaks was like a 7-Eleven. They're like fucking everywhere. And I'm saying they're everywhere in Mexico, but I've never been everywhere in Mexico.
Yeah.
TJ specifically, I've been to a couple, like multiple times, right?
Yeah.
And at the moment, and one of my boys, I posted an OXXO, like, I like posting cool shit, like, this shit gonna make me look cool on the gram. Yeah. So I posted like an OXXO with like a super rare bag of chips, like a hot Cheeto bag. And the homie was like, I have a shirt from that, and I'm like, you have a shirt of a fucking gas station?
Yeah.
And then it happened to be your guys' design.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they made OXXO look cool, dog.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that's how I got put onto your guys' brand.
Yeah.
For me, it was the Illegal Alien.
Oh, yeah. That was way back. That was 2018.
Yeah, and that was Jorge, my husband.
Yeah.
So he was undocumented.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I saved him. kidding. Look at me for the people. But I think he even went to the store and got it. And it was the black long sleeve with the neon green. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for him, I think he did an interview with it. He's proud of that, and of that shirt, that tee made him proud, where people say these derogatory words, but like illegals and aliens and all of that, and he's like, I'm gonna wear it and I'm gonna rep for who I am, like, and what I do, and that's because of y'all.
That's always been a part of the mission, I think, from the beginning. Was like, because he grew up gardening, so I grew up washing cars with my dad, so it was a lot of frustration in that, you know, because you see how they treat our parents, and you're there, you can't really say anything, you can't speak up because it'll jeopardize their job.
Man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We grow up with all this like frustration and anger, and that's what we put into the brand. We said, if we're gonna do this, we're gonna try to change the narrative and put a message, because not a lot of people can speak up, but if you wear a shirt like your husband, it gives
kinda
them that
like say something now.
Yeah, when you walk into a room wearing a Bicycle Boys shirt, everyone knows exactly what the fuck is on your mind.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's kind of like been a mission statement for us from the beginning too. Like that shirt that you just mentioned was like, it was for us like a playful, like a play on words, because like illegal aliens. So we put like this futuristic look on it, which is like, imagine if we were like, you know, aliens or something like that. Give it like the sci-fi feel. And kind of we play around with language a lot like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the OXO thing was like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of our shirts touch on that too. It's like, you don't have to explain it. Like, if you get it, there's this like nod, like, I see what you did there, you know?
Yeah.
The so. OXO one was interesting because we have an office in Mid-City, and we set up a sign outside that said OXO. Like, we replicated the sign.
Right.
Yeah.
People thought it was a real
store.
They
pulled up.
People would pull up trying to send money. People would pull up trying to send money to Mexico, and we would be like, you know, like, better
than
bro, like, y'all are better than me. I would have started a wire service.
It got to them. It got to them. I swear it got to them. They picked it up. They picked it up.
We ended up making a shirt, like an office tee, that we would give to people that would come by, and they'd be like, like, oh, man. And we were like, yo, just take a shirt.
Here so they go. Didn't leave empty handed. Wow,
yeah. And so,
genius.
Like, people in the neighborhood just started, you seeing people, like, older cats, like, you know, mothers, and like, they're all walking around with Bicycle Boy tees, and they're like, you know, you kind of, we're still in that community.
That's
you know?
How you serve the community.
Exactly.
Wow, that's genius.
So it was dope, for sure. It was.
That's fucking funny. I can imagine my mom. And it's funny because your guys' office used to be in Culver City.
Yeah.
And my mom works in Santa Monica, like Brentwood. Mm-hmm. Now she drives, but I could only imagine her like on the 720 or a certain bus and be like, oh shit, I'm gonna dinero para allá. And then she just puts up and it's Joey and Javi just kicking it.
Yeah, yeah. Like on computers. Like,
did you guys ever get like, not like backlash, but did you guys ever get like mixed emotions about like the certain shit you guys would drop because of like what it said? Like, example, like an illegal alien one. Like, somebody really woke would probably be mad at a certain term.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel like if it's kind of like all pretty lighthearted, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we're not out here trying to like, you know,
offend nobody.
Yeah. It's like, it's mostly play on words.
Yeah.
We never really take anything too crazy or too serious.
Right.
I remember a funny story, like one of our first shirts or one of the first shirts, it said like, fuck out of here, which was a phrase we kind of messed with at the very beginning. We don't really use it anymore, but, I remember one of my homies went to the Grand Canyon and he couldn't take the tour because they didn't let him on the bus because the shirt said
fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was funny. So it was like little stuff like that, stories like that. But to me, that's dope. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, all these people were just like, yeah.
Also in the beginning, I mean, we knew that we were doing something that hadn't really been done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we knew there was going to be a lot of mixed reactions, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people didn't get it.
Right.
They were like, what do you mean bisa, you know? Like even I remember my dad wouldn't want to wear it. He thought it was like a little bit of an insult.
Right.
Yeah.
Now he rocks it all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was the mission. We were like, look, not everybody's gonna get it, but we have a mission.
Right.
And
flipping that word.
That word, yeah.
Right.
So
that,
like before it would be like, yo, you look bisa. Like, yeah, yo, change. You look bisa. Yeah. Now like people walk out with their belts and like, yo, do I look bisa? You know, like you're asking
a
question, but it's a different context to it. Like, do I look bisa or not? Like, do I look bisa enough? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's like
how that's changed.
Now it's like almost like a style, like a subgenre.
Oh yeah.
And like I've been to one of your guys' parties and you just look around and you're just like, oh, this is like a complete showing of what the culture is that you guys have helped curate.
Right.
You know, because people are wearing, like, look at Javi. You guys got to see Javi's shoes right now.
So tight.
Mm. They're fucking tight as
they're
fuck
fucking,
up.
Is that alligator skin?
It's a little, yeah.
See, that's fucking hard. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But, like, before, like, that used to be some shit that, like, only my tío fucking
Rogelio
would wear. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, now it's Rogelio. Now it's like, it's fire. Now it's like, damn, that, but the whole time, It's been fire. You know what I'm saying? It's part of our culture, but it was like, oh, that's paisa. That's over there. Mm-hmm. And then now I love that you guys like just help mix it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? So like since the beginning, even before Paisa Boys, like me and my friends would wear like 501s with like cintos, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, yo, that's kind of weird, but it looks dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and taking that and then adding more to it. And now it's the full blown look.
Yeah.
And our parties, like you said, it gets people like they, you know, they get their outfits together like days, weeks before.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pulling up in the most spicy shit I can find.
Yeah.
They're hitting swap meets. They're going, you know, I got to find the most fire blue croc skin boots. Like, you know, and we're proud of that. You know, we're really, really proud of that. That's where we took it, you know, because we were before us, there was nobody.
No.
Dog. Like, people used to laugh at the name. Like, they didn't get it. And now it's like,
even,
you know.
Even for Latinos in fashion, I think they always try to group us into, you guys are all cholos, right?
Yes.
That was like the go-to.
Yeah. So
there was like a whole millions of us that grew up going to Mexico.
Right.
Yeah.
Our moms are hella religious and traditional. So it was like nothing really spoke to people like us.
Right. Yeah.
I like the fact that you guys have stuck to being you guys for so long. And I love the fact that you guys make clothes for big boys.
Hey.
I mean, bro, that shit be so lit.
Because
there's a lot of brands. I'd be like, man, I can't fit this motherfucker. Yeah. That's what I'll be rocking that motherfucker.
We brought some stuff for y'all too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Fucking
we
lit.
Stuff? We brought hella stuff.
Girl
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Small. I mean small. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I need to be the next because I've seen that too.
The bicycle girl.
One of my favorite shirts. I actually copped it. Your guys' recent job with the Aztec. It was like a whole tee, the green one.
Yeah.
I get so many compliments. My mom was like. The cool part about what you guys do is that like it's so deep meaning to a lot of people. Yeah. And honestly, to some people, it's just really they like the design, which is okay too. People, you could like something.
It's like music.
It's like music, and it's like me. Like I love the OXO design. Does OXO mean the world to me? No, but I love the design. Right. My mom was giving me like a history lesson on my T-shirt, and I was like, "Fool, I gotta
go."
I was like, "Fool, I gotta go." And she's like, "Yo, what you're wearing right there?" Just understand it's bigger than all of us. And it's like an Aztec war, right? It's an Aztec war. Yeah. And she was giving me like the history about like certain, I'm like, fool, like this is taking too long, mom.
So that T-shirt is like, there's a king, an Aztec king, and the same king is also being like arrested by the like colonizers, right? Mm-hmm. And on the back it says, a villain in your land, in his land, a ruler. Mm-hmm. And that was like a speak on like, how many of our dads or older generations of our family came over here, left their family out there with the true like explorer spirit and came to a new country and get over here and get treated like lesser than, but they're the head of their household back there. The king.
They could be a doctor.
So heroic.
You know? Yeah, you're a king to your family, but you came out here and you're getting like, do this, do that. It's like, that's exactly the story we're trying to tell, you know? That's so beautiful. Like stuff like that, like I'm glad that, you know, like you might, and if you just want to rock it because it's a dope color, that's fine too.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the reason we make the way it is. It's just like music. If you want lyrical or you just like beats, you know, it's the same thing. We consider a lot of our shirts like that. Like some of them are just playful and fun. Some of them have a little bit of meaning, but it's all there if you look for it. You know?
What does the Jesus holding the mamalona mean? That's like my favorite shirt you guys have made.
I think that's just
that was his own truck.
That was my truck.
Bro, that seems like a fucking fever dream. Like it's just like you just imagine one day, like you're on bad meds and you're like Jesus holding mamalona.
Hey, that's the one I wore to Besame Mucho.
I think so.
Did I have that one on?
I think so.
There was a fool that had the same T-shirt as me, and we just looked at each other. Everybody was like, "Yeah," and then we just pointed at each other. And it's funny because he was doing interviews and I was doing interviews, everybody was just like, "Yeah."
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean that's just like the epitome of bicycle culture, you know?
Yeah.
A guy with a old truck and the truck is on the tailgate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like repackaging something you've seen in the streets of LA, and you're just like, that's kind of ridiculous, and then repackaging it and showing you like, yo, respect that man, because. Like he might have 28s on his Navigator, you know what I mean? But like he really loves his car. So
respect it.
And it's just like, oh, you know what? You're right. Like, you know, same thing. Repackaging what you might see as bicycle culture, like decals, Gardner sticker decals is something like we always like go back and touch on because you see them everywhere in LA and they all have their own little story. It's like you've got a tattoo on your car, you know what I mean? Like that's his story. So for sure.
There's a shirt that I bought and it was your collab with Homegrown on Sunset. It was the Salvadorian Mexican.
Shout out my Salvi.
No, but that was tight to me because that collaboration, clearly we joke around. I'm half of both and Duno has hella Salvi family friends and Vic's baby mama and his son are Salvadorian.
Yeah.
So just how intertwined we are in LA and there's a hella disconnect sometimes.
Yeah.
But making that type of a collaboration to me, I'm like, this is a shirt that I can feel like me in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And it
was a newspaper article. You could just wear it to look cool.
Yeah.
But even seeing that collaboration, I think is really dope. Are the guys from Homegrown, they're Salvadorian?
Ricky is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's the cool thing about that shirt is it was almost even ahead of its time.
I feel like
we want to drop it again.
I feel like we should,
But we're never afraid to touch on shit that even our own followers might like have an issue with.
But
we're always like, you know what, we're gonna challenge the way they think and try to change it. Cause I remember we were like, yo, there's probably a bunch of Mexicans that are like, nah.
Yeah. Bicycle boys are.
Do know.
Fuck the truth. You know? We were just like, the shirt says like, truce 20, what year?
I think it was 2016.
2016, Mexico.
Cause I think that's when Trump had come into office. So we were like, it was almost like, we have a common enemy here. You know what I mean? Like, why are this animosity towards each other? That's honestly like, unexplained, right? Like, you know, we don't even know where it's from. It's generational, right? It goes back.
A lot of it is hearsay. Well, when, you know, Salvadorans just passed through Mexico, they got treated bad. And it's like, also, those aren't probably the same Mexicans that live in America.
Right.
You know? And it's just like, it's one of those things.
But it was kind
of
like, what if we completely flipped the script and said, yo, like, we should just link up. You know, like, yeah. It would be crazy. Important. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the thing with having, like, a brand or any platform. You can use it for good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can just make clothes or we can actually try to have some positive impact.
Yeah.
No, facts.
That's fucking dope. And the Salvadorian in Mexico.
He's wearing a Salvi hat.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing a...
I was about to say, that hat is dope.
Yeah, it's a Cola Champán drop.
Shout out to Mac Park.
Yeah, they gave me this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shout out my boys. But yeah, like, I fuck with the song. I like seeing Latinos be able to do cool shit like that.
Yeah.
And especially, like, you guys, like, and again, sometimes there's not a face to the brand.
Yeah. And cool, we get
and,
to see you
folks. And
you super paisa.
Yeah. And you folks are usually behind the scenes. Yeah, so thank you guys for coming on Brown Bag.
No, yeah. Sure. I appreciate the invite.
I have a question. When you're like driving and like you, so when you're seeing gardeners like do their thing, like is that something you still want to give back to in a way? Or is that something you still, like clearly. That
I still
was
garden.
Still to this
four
day.
4 days a week.
Wow.
Did I miss that? I'm sorry if I came.
No, I still garden 4 days.
No way.
I can't leave. Why would I stop two money streams?
True.
And not only that, but like clothing is beautiful and we have stories to tell and all that stuff, but like grass is going to grow forever.
Oh.
There's always going to be a market for that.
Come on.
Yeah. Jeez.
Someone's always going to need their tree trimmed.
Okay, wow. So my dad...
Might as well be me.
That part. My dad can take, like, a leaf and smell it and be like, oh, that's a lemon tree, that's a this tree.
Damn.
Hey, like, is it, like, that deep?
No, but I can pretty much point out, like, any plant or, like, and be like, yeah, that's this, that's that.
Wow.
What kind of plant is this?
That's an IKEA. That's an IKEA.
That is a home goods plant. That is a home goods plant.
How does it feel to be richer than your clients? No, I'm just kidding. Oh,
you know what's funny? If one of my clients came out the day... He follows me on my personal Instagram, and he was like, is my gardener signed to Nike? Like what is going on? And I'm like, yo, look, I think I might be the first gardener signed to Nike. Like,
yes.
Like well, that's kind of crazy.
All right, well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
That's a bar right there.
That's crazy.
Okay, so the first time I ever seen like you guys do anything with Nike, it was like a bootleg unofficial. You guys re-rocked you know, and put like the pattern of like what's like what, like cinturón?
That was Javi.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so
how do you call it?
Piteado.
Piteado. And
so
I see that. So I see that, and I'm like, damn, that would be fire, you know? But it's like one of those things of like, Nike would never go for that, you know? But I'm gonna enjoy it because customs like are cool now, and it's like it doesn't seem like have that same stigma like when we were kids, and it was like, fool, those are fake, like you know? Yeah. And now it's just like, oh, that's a dope custom,
absolutely.
You know, insert whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does it go from like a custom to like paying homage in a way, or just kind of making Nikes your own way, to actually getting on a Nike's radar and signing with them?
Yeah, I mean, the idea was just to take obviously what's the traditional belt style embroidery, put it on shoes. Actually, I sent them out to Mexico to the town that specializes in
wow.
It. As generations of like parents passing it on to their son.
What town?
Of Piteando?
I think it's Colotlan.
Colotlan.
But they specialize in that.
They specialize. So every stitch on that is done one by one by hand.
Wow.
So, yeah, basically just put a piece of tape, drew the design, sent it out. They did their thing, sent them back. And it was just an idea that we thought, like, man, I don't know. They're probably not going to understand this. And who would have known, right, that, like, 6 years later, they're interested in us. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
Wow.
That's crazy. It's a trip.
Yeah. Who is the paisa at Nike that reached out? Or, like,
there's for sure a bunch of
paisas. Hell yeah. Shout out to the Nike paisas. Yeah.
I had a bunch of them follow me this week.
He opened the doors for us.
I had a bunch of them follow me.
I had a bunch of people follow me, and it says, you know, a Latino name. And it says,
at Nike.
Like, they're probably so excited that there's probably something that speaks to them. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, that's so fucking dope.
So and
the collab drops when or
well, there's a couple moments this year we're going to be involved with Nike. There's nothing. We can't really speak on anything.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah, yeah.
No worries.
Damn, that's sick, fool.
Yeah.
Sold out on this. I'm kidding.
No, I mean,
tell your people no secret.
I mean, I see like kind of the way Nike works. Sometimes they kind of integrate you slowly.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like they you know, okay, we're going to start to
they're
do this
testing
together.
The waters,
do this together.
Go,
and then, you know, who knows where it could end up.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys can't say it, but do each one of you guys have a favorite thing you guys are doing with them? Like, is there something that fucking you're really excited about, or the Javi's really excited about it, and you're like, ah, oh, I think mine's gonna do.
He's trying to get us leaks.
Yeah. Are you guys gonna do a Nike Run Club to the border? That would be tight. I would like to go. I'd like to participate.
Damn, I don't think I could run that long.
You can.
I'll drive there. I'll see you guys on the PCH.
Make it a relay race.
Yeah.
They're gonna make Nike gardening shoes.
Hey. Yeah.
A Nike blower.
A Nike blower.
Yeah. Nike blower.
Ooh.
Warachas, but actually the real ones.
Warachas.
Oh, that's what we got.
Shout out. Come on, Javi.
Damn. Oh, see, my fucking foot is too fat for warachas.
The warachas Mexican or the warachas Nike? So I think the warachas Nikes you could wear.
Okay, then we're good to
they
go.
They actually have shoes called warachas. You know that, right?
The Harachis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll keep you in mind. We'll put a Velcro strap.
It's that. That's it. Yeah. White foot, please.
As much extension as we could get. What else do you guys have? Obviously, the Nike shit is so huge and amazing. And congratulations. You guys fucking deserve it all, fool. Like, you feel like kidding them. But is there anything else you guys have coming up other than the Nike shit?
Our summer drops this Thursday.
Let's go.
What is it? April 5th, I believe?
Yeah.
No, 4th.
4th?
4th. 4th. April 4th, BicepBoys.com. 12
today.
O'clock.
Today.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
We drop on Thursdays.
No, Thursday.
That's why. That's why.
We drop on Thursdays.
Sorry, pretend.
So go to BicepBoys.com. Okay.
Pretend.
Yeah. Pretend today is today. Yeah. Well, right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Who runs the page? Because I even like the posts and
the memes and shit.
The carousels.
Yeah, yeah.
You find things that it's like, oh, that's just
my algorithm on my personal is like crazy. Yeah. I wouldn't even believe the stuff I see. But the whole Minions thing. Like we kind of started that. Like I would see Minions. Like, Latin America is very funny the way, like, we're hilarious. Because, if we have anything, we have our sense of humor.
Yeah.
So, right, we'll make fun of everything and everything. Like, right? So, it used to be my personal Instagram, and it was always the same. It was just, mood board, but it was also, we have to touch on the music.
Right.
The sense of humor, the food. It's all there. Mexicans, we're complex people, you know what I mean? It's not, people think it's just cowboy hats and mustaches. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, we got to change that, you know? Yeah. There's a lot more to us. Mm-hmm. Some of us are, punks. Some of us are, tacuaches. Some of us
rockers.
You know what I'm saying? We're everybody. So that's why the page is also, it touches on a lot of stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll give you an exclusive that maybe.
What? Please, Javi.
We'll give them one thing.
Let's go. His face?
Oh, okay.
There may or may not be a Paisa Boys Minions collab coming soon.
Oh.
Which I mean is like, come on. It's like,
you've been building it for so long.
Yeah, that's so fire.
But you know what I would love? Maybe a suggestion, and I can make some money off this suggestion. Have you guys ever seen the movie Huevos?
Yeah.
Okay, if you guys did something, like me and Angie talk about this movie all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think Letty and Vic haven't seen it.
Yeah.
The movie Huevos explains a lot about how you just said how there's so many different type of Latinos, rocker. For example, my mom was a big rocker. My mom loved the Smiths before she knew English, right?
She's a big rocker. She rocks out.
And that's why I fuck with it, because the movie Huevos is like, it's about essentially like Chilangos and shit like that. But there's a cowboy, un fucking cowboy. There's a rockero, a punker, un naco, una naca. And that movie reminds me a lot of when you guys post the memes. It's there's all types of different of us. You know what I'm saying? Like Vic, Vic's like the fashion guy. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, he takes pictures very awkwardly.
Yeah, he's very fashion.
And then there's I'm like the wild tiger kid, and then Letty's like mom, but also very hip hop. So it's always dope to see and
the variety.
And that's definitely what I get off the memes you guys be posting sometimes.
Yeah.
Where it's like I can relate to every single different picture.
Exactly. Yes. People hit us up and they're like, this is my favorite page. And I'm like, thank you. We spend a lot of time looking at fucking memes, you know?
It shows
it's a lot of
I have to have like a 2 gigabyte iPhone. I have like thousands and thousands of screenshots and pictures, and I'm just like, so yeah, it's dope though. It's dope that you guys kind of see what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? No, absolutely.
Which one of you just got married? Did they talk about that?
Yes.
This fool.
No, we know. We
both did.
So before.
Oh, that's right.
You guys both
Yeah, past year.
So when I saw them, because I'm telling you, before you guys came on here, I was like, yeah, for the homies. If I didn't know you got married.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I just celebrated my first wedding anniversary last week.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mine was more like lowriders. My dad had a bunch of lowriders.
Chicano vibes.
More Chicano vibes.
Yeah.
What part of Mexico are you guys from?
My family's from Mexico City.
My family's from Jalisco.
Shout out Duno.
Yeah, facts. Big Chilango.
Okay, I have a question.
So you got married in his state.
I got married in his state. Yeah.
Well, his wife is actually very close to where my family's from, like the next town over.
What part? My family's from Jalisco.
She's from Jalos.
My family's from El Valle de Guadalupe.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Where's your family from? Each other.
From La Capilla de Guadalupe.
It's all right down the same highway.
It's all the same highway, yeah. Literally.
I like how me and Javier.
Los Altos de Jalisco.
Yeah.
I like how me and Javier from El DF were dark, and then you fools are from Jalisco, and then you fools are just light skin fools.
With the beards.
Oh, my God. Hey, do you know?
Is that a thing? Maybe that's a trait of the area.
No, that is.
It's a conquistador thing.
Yeah. But look, we're getting along. Look at us.
Get us all together.
We're not cutting each other's heads off.
Yeah, no one giving you a syphilis.
Hey, you know what's funny? That we always make fun of Vic about that. We're like, fool, you're fucking... Because we did a 23andMe. Have you guys done? You guys should do one.
Nah.
We did a 23andMe.
Don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to try to take the paisa out your name.
Oh, my God.
So we did it with Vic. And it's funny because Vic...
from paisa to proud boy.
fucking Vic was like... Vic's dad was like... His parents are super paisa. Vic's dad was... Born in Mexico, and we're like, nah, Vic, you're still not Mexican. He's like, fool, I'm Mexican. But if he had like 70-something percent my European.
Was 73% European.
Damn.
Ancestry.
That's
and
crazy.
20% indigenous, like 24%.
Did it tell you what part of Europe?
Yeah, it's like on the border of Spain and France.
So the homie's fucking white.
So no, I'm not, bro.
I'm not.
But like ever since then, and it was funny because they're like, we should do Ancestry. I was like, this was my fear. I was like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Because I don't know. I don't want to know what I don't want to know.
Crazy the percentages.
And then when it happened, I was like, bro, literally to this day, every time I meet somebody like new or something, I'm just like, oh, have you ever done Ancestry? What's your percentage?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I did it. You know, I was like, you know, 40%
European.
Yeah, it's
always closer.
I've never met a person that has more European percentage than me to this day.
Yes.
And like, I'm like, damn.
It might be Joey. His name's Joey.
No, my name's Jose. But I'm like the third one. So like, you say Jose in my house and like, you know, my grandpa, my dad.
Everybody turns around.
You're the third?
Joey.
You're the third?
Yeah.
And then it's funny because Vic's the second. See, ancestorship.
Yeah.
White people shit.
But Vic eats chile. So that's the good Mexican part. Like,
yes,
he's really good at eating
spicy
shit.
Yeah, I can eat more chile than them.
He gets a pass.
Pause. He gets a pass.
I was about to say.
Boss.
He can take a chile down.
Hey. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Paisa Boy.
Thank you, Joey, Jose.
Thank you guys for real for coming through. We love you guys.
I appreciate it. Appreciate
keep winning, and we're excited to see you guys. I mean, you guys have been growing for, like, again, 8, 9 plus years. Yeah. So we're excited to see your 10th year, 11th. And I'm
waiting for the Paisa Kids line, too, because these
Yo,
little,
that's its own story.
Like, yeah.
I've been trying to convince this dude to make kids.
He's trying to convince, but he got kids, and I don't have kids.
Yeah. It's because we like,
by the time he has kids, by the time he has kids, my kids are going to be teenagers. I'm going to be like, nah, I don't want to drop it.
Paisa teens.
We learn our identity. Early, you know, I have my son, they love Mario and Luigi right now, so they're rocking one's wearing Mario, one's wearing Luigi. Imagine if they were wearing like some Latino shit or some Mexican shit to make them feel
we'll make some just for your kids.
We'll
make some just for your kids because we make them for my daughters.
Oh, like, perfect.
My daughters have bicycle boys, everything,
and it's just for them
hoodies.
To feel who they are.
That's sick.
Yeah, but it's like they're the only kids that have them
because they have no minimums.
Yeah, exactly.
I got minimums now.
Okay,
after the Nike deal, I got minimums.
Acting different, let's go.
And send you guys an invoice for that.
Send it to Vic.
Yeah. No, and shout out to Vic for, like, we were talking about it, and we do this segment called Brown Pride, and it's literally when we see a Latino doing it, we have to show them love. And he's like, no, we got to get them in because of their story. Yeah. And so many people's story is at where your beginnings were. They're there right now.
Yeah.
So to be able to see you guys having made it and being able to progress the way you are, and I'm sure there's still a journey to go for you.
Yeah.
But that can help someone with their.
For sure.
You know?
I was thinking about that the other day because I grew up in the project. So I didn't move out till like 4 years ago.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, like, man, when I was a teen or even a younger kid, I wish I would have been able to see people like you guys or people like us in fashion.
Yeah.
Someone we could look up to and be like, yo, I can be like him.
Yeah. The real people. Right. From a real
place. Identify with them.
Or there's people who like me, like I partied from like 18 to like 24 and you're like, you know, I'm just going to be a gardener. Like you can still change. You know what I mean? Like, like if you get an opportunity, take it and like, don't stop. And
it's not too late.
You know what I mean? Like, look at us now. You know what I mean? So.
And also it's still tight to be a gardener because look, he's
no, of course. Yeah. I'm still out here. Yeah. So if you see me
out here gardening. Yeah, because grass stays growing. Come on.
Yeah.
It's not. Damn,
you don't like that AstroTurf?
I never thought about it like that.
That's a shirt.
It's kind of like, and that's what's dope about the jobs that us Latinos
they pick jobs that are never going to go out.
Because,
like, they have, like, steady, you know what I mean? Like they chose the right, you know, business.
People always gonna need.
Up until last year, my grandma cleaned houses, and it's like she always had work.
I think people are always gonna be messy.
Yeah.
Not want to clean up their own shit.
And it's like, and it's like, and it's like plumbers. Like somebody's always gonna clog some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like,
let's see AI do that.
Yeah. Let's
AI, come on, my toilet.
Well, man, it's not a fucking hobby and joy for you guys. Are
thank
fucking
you,
man. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Yes. And the drop
get
is out
the drop
now.
Right now.
Yeah.
The
drop is out now.
Paisaboy.com.
Paisaboy.com.
No, but okay, for Sombra Sala, I wanted to talk about Peso Pluma.
Yeah.
Peso Pluma.
Dude, he broke up with Nicki Nicole, and guess what he did?
Yeah.
He goes and he starts kissing Anita.
Oh.
Yeah. In concert.
Just a little peck.
Yeah, so Anita was out in Monterrey, Mexico, and it was her birthday. And Peso Pluma, as she's performing, he goes up and he surprises her with the booty cake. So it's like ass cheek.
Oh, yeah. Because Anita is known for her booty. She's great. Like, her music videos are always sexy.
Yeah.
Like, she's known for that. And she talks about how promiscuous she is, right? Like,
yeah,
she
that's
always...
Anita. She's very blunt. Yeah. She doesn't care.
What does promiscuous mean again? It means
promiscuous,
like...
Promiscuous, girl.
Okay, I know that song. Great song.
It's a nice way of saying they're sexually active with multiple partners.
And don't mind. They're free. They're free about it.
She's free.
Yeah. Like, freaky. You're promiscuous.
That's my bitch. Freaky. And I'm promiscuous as well. Yeah. Promiscuous boy. That's what I want to be.
And this is a kiss. It's like a little peck.
That's how it starts, though. That's how it starts.
It's tiny, but it's Anita.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything to her.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything to her?
We don't know that. That fool might have the yonga to change her minds and her promiscuous ways.
Yeah, and well, that might be like how she starts everything off. How she gets a crack.
I didn't think of that. I didn't think of that because that peck could mean the world to Peso Pluma.
Yeah. Oh, for
but
sure.
But to Anita, she's like, girl, I be smacking it on girls, guys, anybody, like all day, every day, right?
And so she made me and Vicky think she'll mack it on us?
Not mack it, but a little.
Well, if we go like this.
Uno, no, por favor.
Supposedly, she's,
not asking
she's
for
talked
much.
About how she hooks up with fans. Like, oh, I think Maximo's the one that said that. Like, she goes to different tour
she's
stops.
She's very blunt about
and
that.
And she hooks up with artists, and she hooks up with fans.
That's dog, so why are we not?
What? Yeah, we don't. We've been going to the wrong shows.
Right, right. But I get it. Like, to Peso Pluma, it's like, oh, my God. Oh my I God, just got off this relationship. The last time they performed together, no, like, he had to stay away from her. This is, like, this is finally. Yeah. I get to redo this performance.
But
damn.
But also.
She's single.
This, but this is also, like.
She is single.
I wonder if. So this is my like thing, right?
Evan.
She happens to be the girl that essentially had his ex-girlfriend mad.
Yeah.
Could oh yeah. We like, thought. We thought.
We, at least we thought. Yeah. At least at least with the world thing.
Yeah, because also apparently those clips were edited too. That's not really Nicki.
It wasn't
really
time.
Her face. Mm-hmm. They panned to her, but that was a different time.
But we know.
That, but they pieced it together to seem like she was looking mad while they were performing.
But we know they're broken up, right?
Yeah.
They're broken up.
Yeah. But they stayed together a few months after that happened.
And they were both very sad about it.
Supposedly. Yeah, you could tell they were going
everybody,
through
okay, right?
Yeah.
So as a girl, I have sisters. So I know you guys are thinking, like, we always fucking knew it, bitch. But
high five. If they did get into a fight over that time, she's Nicki Nicole's like, I fucking knew it. And you called me crazy the whole time. And you said I was tripping the whole time. And you said this. If they actually fought.
Yeah. But as a man... I know this fool's like, well, bitch, you want to accuse me? Well, accuse something for real, bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm for that, bitch. You want to accuse me of some bullshit you don't have no proof of, bitch? Here's a proof, ho. Yeah. Monterrey, Mexico, ho ass, bitch. Yeah. Bow. I'm going to bring her out some ass cheesecake and some long dick after the show at a hotel.
Well, afterwards, what happened, Angie?
Afterwards, she had a little party in Miami, right? And Peso wasn't there, but she was seen with Bray. There it is.
Shout out my boy Bray. He actually follows me.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah. He in them yeets.
Yeah.
That was Anita afterwards.
Lucky ass.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
damn,
so
look at him. Like, look at his face. Look at him. You slide dog, you. Oh,
so
my God.
Peso did all that for her to still be with someone else.
But maybe
so even
for the day.
That, no. Even that, too, Bray thinks I'm on, and she's it's probably like, I do this with everyone. Because she's the girl that's like, I do this
with
everyone.
She's in control.
Yeah.
She's the one that has them like this.
Man, exactly. I fuck with a bitch like that.
Yeah,
I like
I fuck, but also.
But imagine being her man.
But who's her man?
No, but like that's what I was telling the crew. Imagine Peso Pluma ends up getting with her, right?
Yeah.
And then has to deal with this is how she hugs guys.
Oh, my.
He's like my brother.
Yeah. that's true. But then maybe that's why he wouldn't get with her.
Yeah, yeah, he just wants
shooting his shot. Just one
kiss.
No, but also,
and then, but also
remember, we thought he was shooting a shot at Becky G. What if the homies just...
I didn't think he was shooting his shot at Becky G.
Oh, no, that was JLP. That was JLP.
Yeah. Oh, JLP was shooting his shot at Becky G.
I want that kiss.
Yeah. My swagger of Becky G.
Chick ass fool, huh?
Yeah.
He was still with the soccer player. He's a maniaco.
Peso Pluma, though. Yeah. I think the homie's just player with it. I feel like he won, like, you know what I'm saying? But who knows? He might be the one to change her.
He just planted a seed. Juanita? And later on, he's going to fuck the seed.
No, guess what? He did all of that to get at Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh, just to get under her skin.
Yeah, just to get under her skin. Because all of him knowing, she's not going to get with me. I'm not going to get with her. But I will get at you because I remember if they had argued.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because Nikki seems like she's cool, too. Like, she's cool off this shit.
Where's Nikki? Yeah. Who's she with? Like, who's she?
Probably, she has by herself. She it doesn't herself. Have to be jumping okay. onto the next dick, bros.
I mean, that's why I feel like that's how men get over.
That's
how,
yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
So I'm with Peso Pluma. Like, the homie be going through shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, he's enjoying his single life.
Hey, but you know what? You know what? He reminds me a lot of me.
Why?
Because I'll do some simp ass shit like that. Like, I'll pull up on my ex bitch and like do some cool shit like that in front of like her family.
Yeah.
Just
and to then, get back at you.
And then no, yeah. not to get back at anybody.
It is.
And then it means
you guys have never seen it. I've told you, but I could be lying right now. Oh. Or I could be telling the truth. Y'all ain't never seen it, right? Like you ain't never seen me post.
He wasn't on stage at Monterrey.
I wasn't on stage. Like I might be talking to a bitch that work a very nice, good nursing job somewhere, and I could pull up on her and bring her some flowers. I might do that, but you might never know.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
What I'm saying is,
what are you getting with this? Yeah.
This is a plan. He's doing this on purpose. That,
yes,
this is
step one. It on
step
purpose.
One. This is step one. But he's probably not doing it for Nikki.
He's doing it.
He's doing it for himself.
Yeah, he's doing it for
himself. She broke up with him.
We don't. You know what?
Especially after what she posted and how he went silent. Like, oh, you cut me. Cut me in Las Vegas.
I don't know. Me. You know what? After, like, because the day that I was talking about that, the whole thing that happened, it happened that day and it was fresh. But then after seeing everything, I'm like, no, I feel like Peso purposely did that to be seen with the girl out in Vegas so Nikki can see.
Yeah, he does things so that she can see.
Yeah, and so now this.
So that she can
thing.
Be hurt.
The homie's player. I
that means Nikki has a hold on him.
If he's doing this to
she
get
really
under her
yeah. got a hold.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see. Because okay. I feel like he's pretty pretty autobiographical, so he's probably going to put some of this stuff in the music, and we'll see. If he's tripping over Nikki, then we'll kind of see it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If he don't really care, he's just living his best life trying to fuck Nikki. Anita, then it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, no, he was asked by Billboard about the kiss with Anita, and this was his response. Can you put play?
You've had a wild year since the last Coachella. Yeah. How's it going to be different this time around?
It's going to be crazy. Well, it's my show, my own show. Last time I was a guest, but this time Mexico is going to rock the house.
Yes, look, sir. The people are so happy to see you, man. You also had Tecate. How was it to be with Anita and having a good time out there this week?
It was great. It was her birthday. We had a good time. Tecate Pal Norte had a good time. Mexico had a good time. It was first time Anita performing in Mexico, and it was great.
Oh, it was so good. It was great to see you guys on stage. But, hey, I got to ask you, though. Just Friends.
Just Friends.
Okay, she's okay. Friend. You know, everybody's she's asking. Everybody's friend. Asking.
This next album's going to be fire.
Yeah, but no.
Yes. La People 2 is already fire.
Hey,
you heard it?
No.
It's okay. But I like seeing that fool with, like, Tyler.
Yes.
Yeah, so, no, they were trying to make the argument on like, online, saying, like, hey, Anita was holding him. Not Anita. Nikki Nicole was holding him back, like, ever since.
That's what I feel like. I feel like the homie's free now.
Yes, because she, another pop star, was holding him back from being bigger. No.
You know,
I don't think so. I'm like,
I do think that, because you're not putting into it, because it's so cool. He takes a pic with Tyler, the Creator. Shout out Tyler, the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, incredible feat. But that doesn't mean, like, oh my God, she was holding me back. I got a photo with Tyler, the Creator, when I'm not with her. It's just cool shit you do afterwards.
Or
there's a rap line. Hold on 1 second. There's a rap line by Atmosphere, and he says, getting in a million memories just to forget her. Like, he's getting in his million memories to forget the memories with her. And if we're counting what he did in less than a month, let's all, like, if this equals it's because she's gone, then you have to give her credit for the Grammy he won while he was with her, the MTV VMA performance that he set history for. On the VMAs, not no Spanish, MTV Tres, whatever. Like, we're not going to give her credit for that. So let's not give her credit. Like,
okay, but he made that album.
Yeah.
And won those Grammys.
This is
from an album that he already put out while he got with her. The album got on his own. When he was with her, he was going through depression and all types of therapy shit. And now he's free and he's out there kicking him
with Drake. When he was with her, he got
Dirk and Tyler the Creator, fuck that bitch. Team Bezel Bloom, I can't wait for the album part two.
Yeah. I also cannot wait for the album, but I don't think we have to diss the girl in order to go be pro Bezel Bloom. Because what he's doing now is just both while he was with her and now is what's happening because his star is rising.
Yeah.
These pictures he's getting, life. Performances, awards, is because of his journey, his progress as an artist. But like to say like, this is happening because he broke up with her? Like, that's
no, because it's not.
That's what's weird.
Because they were only together a couple months. Like, somebody can't really make that deep of an impact, negative or positive, on your life.
I know. I'm just talking.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm just fucking around. Big peso. Like,
yeah. If they were in a super long toxic relationship and he seemed to like never, you know, get past that certain point, and then they break up, and then he gets past that certain point. No, honestly, he's just had success all the way up. But it's been like this.
Right.
And it's not her fault. Or
is Nicki Nicole why he got banned from TJ? Is that why he got banned from Nicki Nicole? Is it that?
Or did Anuel's career fall off because he cheated on Karol G?
Yes, and that's why Karol G.
So whose fault is it?
That was Sombra Sala.
Whose fault is it that Anuel is going poor? Carol G's fault.
Himself.
No, I just fucking baby mama's.
That's a great point.
No, because we're trying to like, okay, so keep in mind, right? Like, obviously, you guys, this is just having a debate and this.
Yeah.
And me and Vic are going to see it from a guy's point of view and they're going to see it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it would be that point. It's like when Drake fucks all these rapper bitches and they fall off a little bit, except Nicki. But even that was a wobbler. Like, are we blaming Drake? No, what I'm saying is he was great with her and without her.
And without her.
And
that's why, to me, it's like blaming her or saying like she was.
Yeah, fans are assholes.
He's just doing cool shit because he deserves to do cool shit because he legit has worked hard and made good music.
Yeah.
Where's she
I blame
from?
The music. If anything, the music is great, and that's why he's getting a photo attack.
Nicki Nicole.
Nicki Nicole only kept him from one thing.
Yeah.
What?
Anita.
Yeah.
And now he's flourishing.
And now
is that a photo of Little Dirk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is my thing, right? Like, so this is my thing. She's from Argentina, right?
Yeah.
And fucking Nicki Nicole.
Yeah.
So imagine like he was getting off stage and it's like, catch a jet to kick it with the goons from Old Block, or go to Argentina. Y vos erote, mama huevo. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is why I'm a loser. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, this we either had to catch a jet to Argentina or catch a jet to Oblak or with Drake. So I think now.
But you know what I do think? I think that he deserves credit.
And he's probably saving more money.
I think he deserves credit for people knowing who she is.
True.
Because I think, you know, it's like, he kind of blew her up.
I didn't. I'm going to be honest.
Where on this point, it's like, I don't credit or discredit her for his star. I do see how he helped people.
Sure.
Like, we're Mexicans or Mexican-Americans, and I really wasn't up on her. And she has stadium that she sells out. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know that she has fans.
Her own role. Yeah,
but
that's a big
fan. He put people up on game when it came to
her. He put her more mainstream, mainstream.
And even, like, the couple, like, I see that they did that for each other. Like, even seeing him as a couple with her, you like that look. Like, it was good look for him.
Yeah, as likable as he is,
he's
kind of an enigma, but seeing him, like,
I hope you use big words like that in a very
It's just like, he's just very, like, we don't know, mysterious. He's mysterious, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, like, him being with her made him a lot more likable to a lot more people.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like how Beyonce did it for Jay-Z. I'm just joking. It was
how Jay-Z made Beyonce?
No, I was saying like,
oh my God, are those Suburbans just pulled up outside?
I was saying how Beyonce made Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But he's great. He has a museum.
Right.
I don't know if she has one.
Right.
But
I do think that them being together.
Yeah.
Because we've all seen our homies that have dated girls and guys that have held them back. Like, for girls, it's like the guy that just
Free Deep Boy 2024.
Yeah, should I name him?
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should name him. Free Deep Boy, Freestyle Treasy.
Yeah.
Actually, I like Angie in a relationship. She's way more cooler. So, Angie's free until it's backwards. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
So, it seems like... Like, the one that you can't go out, you can't, if you want to further your either education or career, they keep you home, all of that, right?
Yeah.
I think with them, they were outside, they were showing more of who they were. I think it was a good look for him to be with her, but it's also, he doesn't have to be with someone. He's Peso Pluma. Yeah. He's, even the, being the playboy, your vibe.
Cool. No, facts.
Who would you free from your friends? Drea?
Dre?
Because I want Drea. I want her free, too. Who would you free, Vic?
I mean, there's a lot of dancers that they get their wings clipped from men that want to retire them from the club. Oh, and God. That's always sad.
And they still have time.
That's always sad. Like, why are you doing that to us?
But Vic, out of all your homies, who would you free? I'm going to give you a list of my homies I would free. But if we're going to do it, we got to do the team so then I don't seem like I'm the only one that put my homies
out. I only have four friends.
My homie last time was like, hey, my homie
free them all.
My homie last time was like, hey, Doc, you're the only one that talks about us. And I'm like, I don't think Letty and Vic really have friends like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, so they don't put our shit. I was like, shut up, bitch. Right. Don't pay my bills.
Or I like the progress. Like, I like seeing Angie.
Yeah, okay. So who would you
free?
Yeah,
I don't see her anymore. No. I like seeing... Yeah, it's like she's my coworker only.
So free Angie, kind of.
I'm just kidding.
Now you guys just went bike riding.
No. I haven't seen Poet. We had our moment.
I haven't seen Poet in like 3 years.
I haven't seen him. I saw him roll up to your birthday party.
Oh, wait, he cut your hair.
He cut my hair.
You don't count that, huh? You don't count that. Because you're not kicking it.
That's business hours.
He sits there and gets all emotional and shit. Like.
He's venting to you as a friendship.
He's trying to be your friend. He's trying to squeeze it into an hour.
Don't vent to me at 9 in the morning while I'm trying to get a haircut and close my eyes and go to sleep, kind of. Vic, who would you free before we get out of here?
I only have four friends, dog. Just
who would you free out of those four?
I feel like they watch their girls watch the pod.
That fucking fool. Say it with your chest.
Free them all. Free them all at the dog pound.
I'm going to say because you don't want to say. Free South Treasy.
He's already been freed. He's been freed.
Is
already.
He freed?
Yeah, he's been freed.
So it's no longer Free South Treasy until it's backwards.
Okay.
It's the homie free where we at. free Big Swift until he fights.
Yeah, there's a, you know.
Yeah, but your homies aren't even in real relationships. Like, Swift isn't in a relationship.
Yeah, you can't get free from a situationship.
For like, what's his girl's name? Like, do we know how she looks?
I don't know.
Does he make up who he takes? For what if that fool that catch by himself? You know what I'm saying?
He might be.
If it's an imaginary girl?
Yeah. Who would I free? I would sort of free. Okay, I would free Depot.
Would you free Denner?
But you're freeing him for selfish reasons.
No, I'm freeing him because, like, I feel like he needs to hang out with his friends. Yeah, I'm not saying leave your girl and never talk to her again.
His career, is his career on hold because of his girl? No, it's not. He's probably doing a lot better. He's probably like more balanced. He's probably not wasting his money. Definitely not putting thumbs in girls' mouths. You know what I'm saying?
I had great times with Poi while just eating more hot at Denner's mom.
Selfish.
Mom. On a Sunday where he doesn't fucking cut hair.
Yeah.
You could come hang out.
But we're
one
talking
Sunday.
About someone that gets held back.
Okay, this is my thing.
Is he getting
though.
Held back by her?
No. We don't know.
You just miss him.
We don't know.
But look. He's getting his money. Yep. Right? Right? I'm not knocking it, right?
Right.
But are you also fucking happy?
Is he?
Bro, there's
Seems
no.
Seems like he's happy.
Look, bro, there's a million. Look. Look, there's a fucking, there's 10 men in this room. I promise. Okay. When you don't see Angie for a long time, you're like, damn.
I see her.
Hear me out. But what I'm saying is.
The longest I haven't seen her is when she had COVID and we had COVID in.
But what I'm saying is. Okay. What I'm saying is. When you don't see a certain friend or a certain group for a long time, you're like, damn, I miss the homies. Like, I know he misses us, but he's trying to avoid a fight.
Yeah.
When there's no fight.
Well, you know why there's going to be a fight? Because he used to bring her along and then you fucking shit on her on the podcast for him bringing her. And now she's probably like,
you said you would start the fights in the car.
Yeah.
In the backseat.
That was one time.
Like,
but I don't do that anymore.
He went to brunch with her and you got mad. So now he's not going to come.
That's because it's like this, right? It's like
you literally said, I hate.
Okay, and this is where I support Donald Trump.
So she's going to get. Oh, what?
There's
what?
And let me tell you why. It's not about his political views. Oh. It's about his word and his stand on fucking locker. No, I don't grab bitches by the pussy unless they allow me to.
Let him go.
The locker room talk. When it's just the boys.
The boys.
Bro, it's the boys. It's just like, bro, you're
I still don't see how that's Donald Trump support.
Wait,
He said that. He was like, oh, that was... No, it was like a meme that went around where they asked the lady that was a Donald Trump conversation, and they're like, "How you feel about her?" He's like, "That's locker room talk." It's obviously, it was a fucking joke. But yes, my thing is like, if it's just me and the homies, and let's say I'm trying to tell the homie Andy how about I just crack some bitch or poet, and his girls just there judging me for me being a dirtbag. I was gonna say the word bitch, but they're none of them are bitches. Very young, lovely ladies, right? I would like, fool, don't like, why are you here, dick? If me and the homies,
right? But so you agree you're being a dirtbag, right?
Yeah, but I'm single. No, but I want to be a dirtbag without her judging me when my dick has nothing to do with her. Yeah. And I'm not saying all the homies girls do that.
In her man.
Okay, it's like example, right? Denner is in a very complicated situation, loving situation where he was with her for a very long time. He wasn't with her for like 2 years.
Right.
And now they're back to, but they're in their 30s. So I'm not mad at Denner. Denner's like, I'm in my 30s. Yeah. I lived it up. Now let me see what it do. And do I miss him sometimes? Yeah, he back like a grandpa lately.
Yeah.
Like, dude, get the fuck over it. Like, coming out, oh, my back. Like, bitch, stop it. You're very handsome. Yeah. We need you. Let's go.
We need you to draw the attention.
Hey, Denner at the club? He's fucking magnet.
No, he's not, because he is in a relationship.
No, back in the day. I haven't seen him in months.
Denner is an amazing boyfriend.
But I miss, like, me, Denner, P. You know, Poet and Jakarta were, like, kind of like, we have to carry them on our back. Poet definitely held his own against, like, the 2 points and shit like that. Like, but, like, fool, the homies was hitting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we were squad at the club, it was cracking.
Five strong,
like,
it was such an old guy
that hasn't moved on, but like your homies are moving on.
Because if we're talking about holding back, my career, if anything, is exploding.
But I'm selling out shows. You're talking about the crew.
That's why the main argument here is, like, you're telling me, like, but is she holding him back from his career? She's holding him back from happiness.
And you are his happiness.
No, we are. What I'm saying is,
we don't know that Depo is not happy.
First of all, I know that for longer than her. I want to make that very fucking clear.
She don't know him like I do.
Yeah, like, fool, Poet, he's like.
Poet is hilarious.
Fool, he's like.
He's just back there going to get another fight with her again. Okay. Another podcast.
But like, this is my thing.
He's
is
like, so you're not happy? So what did you tell them?
So recently, I've been telling them, one time in my life, I want to experience living with all my homies. So we've been looking into it.
Wow.
And it's going to be me. Back then, it was going to be me, Poet, Denner, Peasy. Mm-hmm. But the two fucking lanes are out the way.
Yeah.
So now it's just me and Peasy, but we got a little Matt, which is like the little homie.
Yeah.
And then we got Bedex. Matt just got out of a super toxic one. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we're like, fool, if you get back, you can't move in, dick. I don't need your girl putting up to my house at 3 a.m. to knocking on all of our houses and knocking shit. And I'm like, so I want to make it very clear. Bachelor pad, doghouse, like, and I'm saying, if you're in a relationship, don't move in with us.
Yeah.
You wouldn't put
Bro, move into the front
well,
house.
Well, Vic has a kid and he's like 35. I don't want to live with Vic.
Move into the front house.
And that fool has to wake up in the morning.
He does.
Whoa.
And so do my homies, but like, it's a little different. That fool's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, he wants Animal House.
Yeah. Like, fool, like, and PZ's like, fool. PZ's the only one that hasn't let me down, dog.
Yeah. And watch what he does. You're going
to
be so...
Well, I'm going to have to get down with it.
That's sad.
No, but PZ's kind of more... He's in his, like, phase where he's like, I'm young right now. PZ was in a relationship for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and he was... But P, when I first met him, he was single. And then when I got to know him more, he became a bond. He became a bond. He was with a girl.
Yeah.
And then he left her because it was like, well, I was like, shut up, fool. You're like these fools. You were all lame. And then it come around. He's like, you right. But P takes accountability.
Yeah.
My problem is with fools that don't take accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my only thing. Like, Denner, like, he's, fool, he's a grandpa. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
He's older.
He's a grandpa. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, the homie got like a union job. You know what I'm saying? Like, fool, he's doing it up. But I'm like, dick, like, we miss you sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it's okay if you don't want to come around no more. You want to have kids, be in love. Yeah. And I'm like, as you should. I'm 24. You shouldn't be hanging out with me anymore. But like,
Why you look at us?
Like, Vic last time told me, hey, what's cracking today? I was like, hey, Vic, you're a little old, brother. But all I'm saying is, like, I miss some of the homies, fool. Like,
Peso Pluma.
Yeah, we wish him nothing but freeness. But yeah, I would free Deep Poet. Oh, yeah. I would free Danner once a month. I would free.
I can't wait to have a pod with their girlfriends. We should invite them and Cookie.
Unless you want to see some domestic violence.
No, you don't.
Now, I would free Deep Poet, Denner, just for Vic's part, because he don't want to say it, Big Swift and South Jersey. I would also free Clarissa's cool, so I wouldn't free Andy. He's cool as fuck. And Jerome's a lame. He's always been like that though. I would who would I free?
That's a lot of people you'd free already.
I would free the homie Chucks. That fool's been sad for like 6 years. Mm-hmm. I would free Rems. That fool is fucking super sad. I would free a gang of the homies. Free the boys.
Yeah.
And they got freed from jail, but technically in their heart and in their mental state of mind, they're still in jail. Mm. Physically, they're free.
Okay. Mentally, it's like they're on parole.
Yeah, they're on parole with two. A man and a woman. Unless their parole officer is a woman, then.
Yeah, gotcha.
Two women, yeah. Free, but for Vic, free Big Swift. Let's say it on three. 1, 2, 3, free Big Swift.
I don't know the girl. She's probably a nice lady.
Free Big Swift right here. Even though I guess I'm not going to put it.
Thank you, Angie, for some resala.
Yeah.